Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Spiritual Awakening with spirit medium and psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm, the show that's good for the soul. Music, chat, mediumship, and more. We've got it all, so stay tuned, sit back, and enjoy the show. Andrew will be using his unique brand of mediumship to connect you with your loved ones in the spirit world. And here's your host, Andrew D.
Well, good evening to you. My name is Andrew D, and this is, yes, it's my show, and it is Spiritual Awakenings. Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Guys, a bit of a crazy last half hour. Literally 30 minutes ago, I was 15 miles away in a trance class, and basically I had to get out of there quickly, leave early, and get back here, get down to do the radio show. But we are here. So a little bit of a sort of, let's say we were testing the local constabulary or the local police force's will there. So, but needless to say, I got here in time for you with about 2 minutes to spare. Now, if you want to call in and get your free reading, then you need to call 760-283-4611. And I believe it's Anna has phoned in already, and I think she's heading up the queue. And if you're outside the US, it's 001 in front of that number. So outside the US, 001, 760-283-4611. Now, what you can do as well, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, look up the show, and you can call in via Skype for free. And it simply goes to Blog Talk Radio, find the show. There's a Skype icon on there. And obviously, all you need is a headset and a Skype on your computer, on your PC, and dial in. And now, what we can't do, I actually thought the other week that we couldn't take any calls once the show had begun. But what it is, we can't screen any because we haven't got the facility at the moment to be able to have a chat to you and all the rest of it. So we would literally just be aware of the numbers. So if you've dialed in, however you've called in, then please be patient, and I will get through as many calls as I possibly can before the hour is up. Yes, we've only got an hour tonight, but I will move as quickly as I can. I will try and keep to maybe 5, 6, 7 minutes each per message. And what's the point of the show, guys? Well, I'm a medium, as I told you. I'm trying to put you in touch with your loved ones, those in the spirit world, those who've crossed over, those who've passed over, whatever you want to call it, those who are not here in a physical sense anymore. Now, I've also got some angel cards here, which I use from time to time, and I do use those, and you'll have to believe me here. I use them at the last minute, turn them over, and see if in some way they underline what or even add to the message that I've given you. So send your thoughts up to your loved ones. If you want them to get down here, have a chat to me. Excuse me. I will do my very best for you. And it doesn't always work out that way, guys. On many occasions, I've had people say, I want this person to turn up. 50% of the time, it's worked. But what you've got to remember, guys, is if there's something going on around you at the moment, a particularly stressful time, distressful time, or even if there are things going on around you that have got to play out, they've got to move forward in time, that, you know, the results of what's going on around you have not fully developed yet, then that can all add to the issue. And I might not be able to connect with anybody or anything. Now, I don't normally do it. It's a mediumistic show, but I will attempt to link in psychically as well, not just to tell you what's happening around you, but maybe if we can give you a little bit of a enlightenment, a little bit of guidance, a little bit of direction in your life. So you can, by all means, come on, I will connect with the world of spirit, see what that brings out. And at the end of that, you know, I will be working quickly. At the end of that, then, if there's still a question that you feel is left unanswered, then even if I go to the angel cards and look at that, or even link in with you psychically and see what I can get down that, go down that road and find out for you, because it's about, I sometimes I call it my spiritual or psychic golf bag. And, you know, I never know which club I'll need at the time, but I keep them all there. Lots of different tools, lots of different ways of working to try and link in with you and give you that little bit of guidance and upliftment, inspiration, motivation, whatever you want to call it. It's there for you. So anyway, guys, without further ado, I need a little bit of a breather. But what I do want to talk about, and I'd like to think she's listening in, but I also feel she's a busy lady as well. But I've got a song coming up by George Michael called Faith. Now, I know we played a little bit of George Michael last week, but the reason I wanted to play this, I wanted to dedicate it to a certain lady who I was speaking to on the phone this morning, and her initial begins with J, so I won't mention it out loud just in case she doesn't want to be mentioned. But what it is, now, have you ever, you must have gone through your life, and you must have gone through certain issues, certain, let's just say certain trials and tribulations in your life. And you've often wondered what you're doing there, why you're doing it, what you're going to get out of it, what's at the end of it, and you know, and whether you should in fact carry on with it, or whether you should even start it. You know what I mean. But what I'm talking about here is, for those of you who don't know, I was in the military for over 20 years, and I actually got to a certain point, and I thought, you know, I don't believe in what I'm doing anymore. I don't feel as though this is me anymore. I've moved on, as we do, as we develop, as we grow. And I actually went to my boss and said, you know, I think it's time for me to move on. And I explained. And his words were, if that's the way you feel, when do you want to go? And actually, I was slightly taken back, because I thought in one respect, you know, all the time I'd put in, all the effort I'd put in, serving in war zones, I thought to myself, you know, that would count for something. And it made me realize then that I was just a number. How many times have you felt like that, just being a number, not really counting for much, and all the effort that you've made has not really made any difference whatsoever? Except, you know, I quickly realized that the deal was I did the work, they paid me. But I'm involved in another project at the moment, and the lady whose name begins with J is very instrumental in helping. It's about me working as a medium, working as a psychic, but in a different sort of capacity to my normal day-to-day routine. And I wasn't sure whether it was for me or not. And I voiced my concerns, and the lady concerned, she gave me my faith back in myself. And she made me understand from a different perspective of the work that I'm doing in the way it helps other people, even though I might not have seen it that way. And she just helped me look at what I'm doing in a different light and for different reasons. And that self-doubt, that element of self-doubt I had, she gave me the faith back in myself as well. So, Jay, this goes out to you. It's George Michael and A Little Bit of Faith. Take it away, Ken.
Because I gotta have faith.
Well, there you go. That was George Michael and Faith. And I explained a little bit of why I wanted to play that tonight. And it's strange because I wanted to play that song before I'd even had this experience yesterday and today. And I thought I had that faith, that tune in my head. And well, guys, if you're listening in, my name's Andrew D. And this is Spiritual Awakenings here. And I'd just like to say hi to the guys in the chat room. A little bit quiet in there tonight. We've got Ken Gee, Heart to Heart, Anna's, and S4T, a few different people. But the important thing to remember is, guys, if you do want to call in, then the number you need to call is 760. Let's just find this. I've just lost it slightly. 760-283-4611. And if you're outside the US, then it's 001 in front of that. But if you want to call in with Skype, then it's obviously free. So call in free for your free reading. And that is simply getting down to Blog Talk Radio. Look for the show. I've had a quick look during the song before. There are 37 shows live on air at the moment. Click on my show and the Skype icon will be there. Click on the Skype icon and we will wait for you to... Right, okay. Sorry, Ken. I'll come on to that in a second, Ken. So my producers just had a little... sent me a message there and I'm not quite sure what that means. But anyway, get down there, Skype icon, call in and we will chat to you. So just excuse me one second. I'm going to have to listen to this. Someone in chat would love to have a reading about Ethiopia. Is that right, Ethiopia? I don't know, guys, but if you call in, then we will chat about anything or have a reading or whatever it is, but you've got to dial in. I can't. It's about dialing into the show, it's about listening into the show, and it's about having a chat with me. I can't really do readings via the chat room because nobody else gains any benefit from that if they're listening in but they're not in the chat room. So dial in and we will have a chat about that. Now, what I do want to chat about as well is I mentioned at the top of the show that I was about 45 minutes ago, I was about 15 miles away in my local town in the Spiritualist Church, and we were doing a trance class, trance mediumship, which is slightly different. Rather than raising the vibrations all the way up and trying to make contact and go out there and search for the information from the world of spirit, it's a little bit a case of suppressing my own personality, ego, even if you want to call it that. Ego might be the wrong word, but it's a case of allowing spirit to step in and for them to communicate. Now, this is only the second time I've ever done it, and it's a bit of a blast, really, because you don't really need to do a lot except move your lips and allow the spirit world to communicate. And if you're a little bit skeptical or you're a little bit unsure of it, tonight was a little bit different. It was from a spirit messenger that I'm not quite familiar with, but last time I was with a lady and it was her father that came through from the spirit world, and the evidence that he gave and the beauty of trance is that, you know, there's no misinterpretation, there's no what did he mean by that, did I get that right, or did you understand what I said incorrectly. Trance is, that is the spirit communicating directly with you in this world, in the physical world. So a totally different way of working, and I think I'm going to enjoy doing that a lot more. So now what I'm going to do, it was a bit of a rush tonight, so I'm just going to have a quick look in the chat room actually and see what we've got going on in there. And just people having a chat there. So we've got a few more callers in there, which is not a problem whatsoever. But what I am going to do, because I don't want to wait until a bit later on to play another song. We might be able to load another one up. But Ken's going to tell me how many callers we've got screened so far. Ken, how many is that, mate? Nope. You can type it in there. Just bear with it. 10. Wow. Well, what we're going to do, guys, I'm going to play another song now, right, because I want to sort of tune myself in. Now, I can't remember the guy's name, John somebody or other. I can't remember his name, but it is Ordinary People, and I know Will I Am helped co-wrote this song or wrote it himself. So we're going to play this song now, and then we're going to get straight into the calls, and it's going to be a blast, guys, for the next 45 minutes. So hold on to your seats, and I'll be back with you in about 3 minutes.
Girl, I'm in love with you. This ain't the honeymoon, past the infatuation phase. Right in the thick of love, at times we get sick of love. It seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehaved and you made your mistakes, and we both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first, and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, 'cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow, oh, oh. This time we'll take it slow. Take it slow, oh, oh. This time we'll take it slow. This ain't a movie, no. No fairy tale conclusion, y'all. It gets more confusing every day. Sometimes it's heaven sent, then we head back to hell again. We kiss, then we make up on the way. I hang up, you call. We rise and we fall, and we feel like just walking away. As our love advances, we take second chances, though it's not a fantasy. I still want you. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, 'cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, this time we'll take it slow. Take it slow.
Well, thank you, and thank you to Ken G for pointing out to me it was John Legend who sang that. I could remember the first bit, and I could remember the L, but that was about it. But Ken, thank you indeed for that. Right, guys, talking about taking it slow, we are not going to be taking it slow from now. We've got about 40 minutes to get through as many people as possible, and I will be working quickly. And I would thank you in advance for your patience and understanding, because I want to try and get to the people at the end of the queue as well as those at the beginning. But the most important thing to tell you right now, guys, is that from next week, my show will be moving back by 1 hour. So it will be, and it will be, of course, advertised. We will publish up that. But it will be 10:30 UK time, 5:30 p.m. EST, and I think that should be 2:30 p.m. PST. So, guys, it's moving back an hour, and I will mention that again later. And, of course, if you want to listen to your reading again after the show, once we've published the show, you will be able to listen to your reading on Mike, www.mikespirit.fm. And I've got to get that in because Michael slapped me. Okay, guys, we need to go to Anne. Anne, are you there? Hello, Anne?
Hello?
Anne,
yes,
is that
I'm
you?
Here.
Oh, yes. Hi, how are you? Okay.
I'm good.
Okay. Whereabouts are you, Anne?
I'm calling from Maryland.
Maryland. Okay, then. Right. That's fantastic. Right. Anne, how can I help this week? Was it just you wanted to connect to spirit, or was it a specific question you were looking to try and get to the bottom of? Because, you know, we'll try and work both ways. What can I do for you?
I'm just wanting to see what you see around my relationship with David.
Right, okay then. Well, what I'm going to do, Anne, because that's very much to me, now I've got a gentleman who stood here from Spirit as well at the moment, and I'm going to come on to him at the moment, but what I want to do is address the question that you had straight away. Now, strangely enough, I was inspired to turn over my angel cards, and the first one that turned over from the oracle cards, no, I'm going to tell you what I'm picking up around David at the moment. Would I be right, Anne, in saying that around you and David, you feel as though you're not moving forward quick enough, and almost that you've been held back in some way? Would this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel here with David, I feel very much that he is very much of a... rather than diving in with, you know, jumping in with both feet, he wants to find his way. He wants to feel his way into this relationship, if that may be the right terminology. But I also feel here with David that even if you'd been with him 10 years, then it'd almost be a case of, my God, you know, with David, you know, would you sort of commit to something? Because I feel here there's a little bit of a commitment issue with him. But I feel this is a bit of a chain, a bit of a thread throughout his life here. Would you understand this, Anne?
Yes, that makes sense. Like, where he sabotages things between us sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. And what it is, if I may, now you've told me that, and now my first oracle card here is telling me to tell you to be patient, Anne, but what it is, you've talked about the word sabotage, but what it is as well, David, I feel, is very much, he's afraid of getting involved, he's been hurt in the past, I don't know whether that would make sense to you, and he's actually, in a way, protecting himself as well, because I feel as though, with him, it's a case of he would sort of, it's a strong word, but I'm going to use it, destroy anything good in his life or make anything good in his life, it's almost like he would turn milk sour if it tasted too good. It's almost like he feels though he doesn't deserve any good in his life. Would you understand this, Anne?
I'm starting to understand, yes.
Okay, because I'm not saying that he is right in everything he does, but I'm also being made aware here that there's a lot of, I want to say, it's almost like what I'm being shown symbolically here, Anne, is teeth, you know, almost like gears meshing together and a gearbox on a car here. You know, they've got to mesh together properly to help the car drive along. And what I've been shown here is that the teeth here that aren't quite meshed together, and the reason it is because it's almost like you're out of step with each other at the moment. And I know you're trying to be as patient as possible here, but I'm also being made aware here that, you know, it's going to take a lot longer than you actually realize. And can I ask, when did you last see David?
We were together Sunday at a family event, but I feel like he picked a fight with me, and so that was the last time I saw him, was Sunday, or spoke to him.
Okay, and how long, I don't normally ask questions, but how long have you been together as a couple?
It's about 3.5 months, and the last 2 months have been really challenging.
Yeah,
like you said, to get close to him or anything.
Yeah, well, that is, I do understand that, and so, you know, now you've told me that about how the short time that you've been together, what I am picking up very much around him is that there's a lot that is going on from his childhood, a lot going on from him, especially around the age of 15, which you will come to find out about. But also he very much keeps himself to himself, and he's a little bit like a closed book here. Would you understand this, Anne?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay, and you are not going to get to the bottom of this guy's issues overnight. Okay, but all I'm saying to you is, If you're prepared to be in for the long haul, there is a hell of a lot here that can be gained from this relationship, but it's going to be one hell of a roller coaster ride. So it depends whether, you know, when, you know, there's a place in the UK called Blackpool, and there's a huge roller coaster called the Pepsi Big Macs. It's a bit like that, you know. People say, I'm a little bit scared to get on that because I'm scared of what it might be like, you know, whether they can handle the ride, whether they're up to it, handle the G-forces here. And I feel that this relationship is going to be like that. And it's whether you are up for the ride and whether you've got the stomach for this ride. But at the end of it, it will be an exhilarating ride, but you've got to be in there. And, you know, and it's, in fact, what I'm being shown here, Anne, is what they call them white-knuckle rides, and that's what this is going to be. It's going to be a white-knuckle ride, but it's whether you want to be in there for the long haul. And I do feel there will be just rewards, but I feel you're going to be looking at the six-month point in this relationship before you even start to get close to this guy, and it's whether you want that, because I know that you need – there's love and tenderness and affection that you need around you right now, and I just don't know if – this guy can give it to you, whether he can give you what you need, okay? So it's really what you want out of it, my friend. It's going to be good in the long haul, but I know you need a short-term remedy, and it's going to be a case of what's best for Anne, and that's the decision you've got to come up with. But I'm saying it's good if you want to hang on there, but I'll leave that with you, Anne. I hope that helps you a little bit, and thank you for calling in, okay?
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye now. Okay. Guys, I've no idea who's on next. I'm just going to take potluck here. Who's there, please? Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who's the, who am I talking to, please?
Are you talking to me, Andrew? It's Mindy.
Oh, Mindy. Wow. How are you? You
Hello,
managed to get to the front
Andrew.
Of the queue this week.
Yeah, I couldn't sign on. I was so frustrated. So I just said, oh, I'm just going to do it by phone. And I was listening on in, and I couldn't sign in right now. And it has to do with my browser. So I just wanted to say hello, and I'm very happy to be listening. And I'm the biggest fan and happy to be here with you. So
now,
thank you for taking my call.
No problem at all. Now, did you get the message about the show moving back by an hour next week? I think it's going to be 2:30 your time next week.
That's correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay, well, great stuff, Mindy. Now, strangely enough, I said to the last caller that I had a gentleman with me at the moment, and I knew straight away this gentleman was not for her, and I actually feel he's for you here. Now, this gentleman, as he steps forward straight away, Mindy, and he just said to me, he said, I've just cut to the chase. This man was a doctor in the physical life. He just told me he was a doctor of physics, but we've had this conversation before, haven't we?
We have last time.
And it was the man who you were trying to get close to, and his name escapes me, but this gentleman here was his dad, because he showed me the Swiss mountains again here. Now, this Mindy, you've got to please accept what I say as gospel. I'm not remembering what you told me or what I said to you last time, but that's what this guy is telling me here. Now, he's telling me you seem to have run into a bit of a, his words are a roadblock here, or I want to say relationship-wise, things didn't pan out the way you thought they might. Would that be right?
Not right now, not as of yet. Maybe you've given me a heads up or... You know, it's been hard to get in touch with his son.
Yeah.
So he is right in regards to that right now. Absolutely.
Yeah, and rather than a bit of, and literally he was showing me a roadblock, because literally what he said, I mean, I'm symbolically, now, I know I've mentioned this name to you before, but he's still shouting the name Robert nice and loud here. So would this still fit in with, I honestly can't remember what I've said to you in the past, so I've just got to give that name to you, okay?
Yes, I know who that is. That's my ex-father-in-law. But the gentleman from Switzerland, is his name starts with a J.
Yes, and then that's fine. And I'm not – straight away my brain started to try and guess things. But what he showed me here is literally I'm being shown a police roadblock here where you feel as though it's almost like a highway here where you feel as though you've come to a grinding halt, and things that you wanted to achieve here, you show me, you feel as though you're not being able to make headway here. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, now what you're showing me here, Mindy, this gentleman, I'm not going to give loads of evidence on who he is and why he's coming, all the rest of it, because I'm just going to tell you what he's showing me. He's making me aware here that the roadblock is there for a very good reason, because symbolically on this pathway, this highway of life, he showed me here there's a crater appeared in the road, okay? And what he's showing me here is that he doesn't want you to proceed any further at the moment, or spirit don't, because they want you to wait until the hazard is removed, okay? I feel as though there are things coming up that would trip you up, or you would, you know, a trip or a fall, or almost like, you know, they don't want you to drive into this crater symbolically and end up with a car wreck. So they're just showing me you've got to bide your time, because I know they're telling me here that you've been trying to push ahead and forge ahead, and you feel as though the people are deliberately throwing you curveballs. Would you understand this?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. So it's not in regards to his son. It's more about my business.
No, this is business. Sorry, this is business.
Awesome.
Yeah,
my
apologies. Yeah, my apologies. Yeah.
It was just him that came through.
Yeah, but it was just him that came through, Mindy, and that's what you showed me. And my apologies for not explaining, it was business-wise. But he's telling me here that if you were to proceed, then right now things would not go the way you want them. So all they're saying is take your foot off the gas, and it's all very much it's all car-related, this, for some reason. But take your foot off the gas and just be prepared to sit this one out for a while, and things will start moving as they are meant to, okay? And I don't know why, Mindy, but I'm being given the number 34 for you here. I don't know the significance of that, whether you would understand that at all.
34?
I'm going to ask this gentleman here. Right. Now, he's explained to me here that this project that you've got, and I don't even know the full details of it, but it's about 3 years since you started it, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
If you track that back, it'll be 34 months, he's just told me.
Right, that is correct. Right
okay.
on.
Okay. I've just asked him. I said, he said, don't ask her, ask me. He gave me the number.
Right on.
Okay, but he's just showing me you've got about... I know these things have slipped, he's telling me, because you were hoping to get in towards Christmas then. Yeah. But realistically, he said it has slipped from your original goal to get this product to market. He's telling me you're aiming at Christmas. You're looking more like 12 months from now. In fact, he's just corrected himself, more like 11 months from now. Okay. So
it's going to be more summer, because that is beautiful. Thank you, Andrew, because one of the reasons why I called was I'm waiting to hear back from Toys R Us.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for me to get that going for delivery in March, they have to issue me the go-ahead this month. And she's been very wonderful, you know, always saying I'm going to be getting to it, never a no. So I didn't know if I should call or just, you know, I don't know how aggressive to be.
Okay. What I'm just being shown here for you, Mindy, is that regarding this business issue, I'm just being made aware here that...
Yes.
I'm just shown here that if you were to, as I said, try and push it, and I was being shown the roadblocks, then it's almost like you would forge ahead, but you would stumble at the next hurdle, which would actually stop you in your tracks full stop. So this is more of a temporary blip. It's a bit of a sort of a pain, a bit of a headache, but I'm just being told if you were to sit this one out, things will actually move a lot quicker. And you said about being aggressive. Now, it's strange because I just looked at one of my two of my angel cards, one from the Archangel Michael, and he's telling you to take your time making your decisions, which is what I said. I've literally just turned that over. And
you know, I always pray to him every morning, Archangel Michael. Thank you for that message. Okay, take your time.
Okay. And the other one from my oracle cards, at the moment, it's actually a little boy with a jack in the box. And the card actually says just laugh. But they're telling me, as you know, the jack in the box, you never know when it's going to pop out. And being made aware here for you, and I'll leave you with this thought, Mindy, that there is a surprise coming along here for you out of the blue, which it's almost like, wow, we're on track again. So take your time, chill out, things will start to move forward for you again. Okay, Mindy?
And the son too, as well. His son as well for me.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. I've been made aware here, Mindy, of some complications around him at the moment.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I feel almost like they're out of his control, and he's allowing them
absolutely.
To sort of play, he's allowing them to play themselves out rather
mm-hmm.
than, and as I've mentioned to you, rather than you trying to force your issues, he's allowing these to play themselves out to allow, I want to say, in fact, his words
yes.
were, to allow natural law to take place here. So
beautiful.
Allow some natural law to step in and you won't go far wrong. Okay, Mindy?
Thank you, Andrew. I'm so frustrated. I couldn't get onto the browser and the computer. So I'll be listening and thank you again.
Take care. Well, we still got there, didn't we?
Okay, we did. God bless you.
Bye-bye now.
Take care.
Okay, guys, let's move quickly on. That was Mindy. She's in California. A frustrated Mindy. But who we got next? Who we got here? Next? Hello? Oh, Tasha, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Tasha. How are you? Okay.
Hi, I'm doing fine. My question is, I want to know who was the woman that I had clicked, had took a picture last night in of the sky, but I saw a woman in the sky that was dressed like in the 20s and 30s.
Okay. Sorry, Tasha. It's a really bad line at the moment. So you took a picture last night, and
uh-huh.
you said you wanted to know who the picture was of. Is that right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So,
it's
okay. Go on.
Huh?
You took a picture of the sky, did you say?
Yeah, and when I looked at the picture, I saw a woman in the sky. She was dressed like she was in the 20s or 30s.
Oh, right,
like
okay.
1920s, 1930s, or maybe the 40s.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And I'm having a little bit. Sorry, I know I'm sounding really unintelligent at the moment, Tasha. But where about did you take the picture? Was it in the sky at night? Was it dark, or is that what you
yeah,
said?
Yeah,
the
sun was setting. I guess it was dark. It was nighttime because the sky was orange. The clouds were orange.
And you saw what looked to be this lady in the clouds. Is like a cloud formation made this lady appear, or did she
yeah,
appear some?
She appeared after I had took the picture.
Oh, right. Okay, then. Right, okay. Let's have a look at this for you. Okay. Right, okay. Now, what I'm just being shown here for you, Tasha, is that what I'm being made aware of, now, you said, who is this lady? What was she? She appeared to be in the 40s. But what I'm being made aware here, Tasha, that this particular lady was an echo of the past here. Rather than a spirit stepping forward, it was almost like sometimes what we get is echoes of the past. You know, when you go to haunted houses or whatever and people say, oh, a young man passes through this room every night at midnight. It's almost like a recording of history. And that's what I'm being shown here. But what I'm also being made aware around yourself, Tasha, if I may say so, because I want you to get as much as possible from this call. I'm being made aware of a situation around yourself where you feel as though, would it make sense if I said to you, Tasha, that you feel as though you are not, I want to say that you feel as though people at the moment aren't understanding you from where you're coming from. And I want to say they don't understand your spirituality. And it's almost like you need to get this message out there. And you feel as though nobody is listening to you. And you feel slightly alone in the situation. Would you understand this?
I guess, yeah.
Right, okay then. Well, all I'll say, Tasha, is that I'll tell you what I'm going to say for you as well, Tasha, that I'm going to be honest with you because that is all I'm picking up around you at the moment. And as for the lady that you took the picture of, that's as much as I can glean from the current situation. So what I'm going to do, because I've got about another 8 calls to get through, I'm going to have to apologize to you and say I'm not picking anything else up around you at the moment. But I'd just like to apologize and say that thank you for calling in, but I will need to move to the next caller. Can
okay.
I leave that with you?
Thank
yeah, you very
thank
much.
You.
Tasha, you
okay.
take care now. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. That was quite a difficult one there, guys, because with Tasha, sometimes what we get when we when we talk to people is we almost get an instant connection. We also get an instant link. And I just knew that wasn't there with Tasha at that point. And I've got to be honest, I can't drag these calls out. And I certainly don't make this information up, guys. So what I want to do is go straight to Becca next. And are you there, Becca?
How are you?
Well, wow, what a lovely telephone voice you've got. Where are you calling from, Becca?
Oh, thank you. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Oh, wow. Okay, then fantastic. And how can I help today? Were you just looking to get in touch with the world of spirit, or was it a particular question you had?
Well, actually, I have a particular question. I spoke to a former boyfriend today, and he wasn't too happy to hear my lovely telephone voice. And I'm kind of puzzled as to why he was so angry, you know, and I really would like us to, I'm hoping to work things out with him, and I'm actually kind of surprised that we haven't so far.
Okay. Now, it's strange the way the show's gone tonight, Becca, because sometimes we get a lot of people calling in and saying, you know, I just want to touch base with the spirit world and say hi, see who's there. Now, I have got somebody here for you, but I'll answer your question directly as well. Now,
okay.
What I've been made aware of around you here, Becca, is you said about this. Oh, can I ask this gentleman's name?
Oh, his name is Todd.
Todd, okay. Now, you said, you know, he appeared almost angry. Now, would I be right in saying that when you were last together as a couple, as a, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, there was a, I want to say, it's almost like an acrimonious, no, I think that's the wrong word, but when the split came, it's almost like there was words left unsaid. Rather than having an argument and falling out, there was words left unsaid, and it's almost like it was an argument that hadn't finished. Would you understand this? Would that make sense?
Yes, it came out of the blue. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's almost like he, I feel with him, what I'm seeing here in my mind's eye, that he walked away, and that's what I'm seeing anyway. He walked away, and it's almost like I can see this picture of a man shaking his head as though he can't believe what he's just heard, or he can't believe the conversation he's had, and he actually feels as though he's lost for words and it wasn't quite sure what to say next, hence the long silence. Would you understand this?
I don't know. Maybe I can put that in context.
Oh, okay. Well, the reason...
Didn't know how to explain himself, maybe, perhaps.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. I'm still getting the loss for words here, because I feel here with Todd is that what he feels emotionally is not necessarily what he can demonstrate or, I want to say, explain linguistically here. I feel with him that, you know, he has all these mixed up emotions, or if he wants to get a particular emotion out, then he can't necessarily describe it or make himself understood. Would this make sense with him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Excuse me. And I also feel as well with Todd, he likes, I feel with him, he's very much somebody who likes to be in control. He likes to move things along at the pace that he chooses rather than somebody else chooses. And I feel that is very much, would that make sense with him as well?
Yes.
Okay, and that's what I feel was the anger that came out of the phone call today. I feel, I don't want to use the word control freak because that's a bit strong, but I feel very much like that he likes to be, in control, but not necessarily control-free. And I feel here with the call today, it's almost like he would have liked to have made that call and surprised you. And if he'd have done it to you, it would have been, that's okay. But it's almost like you've caught him out of the blue. I know he doesn't like surprises. But I'm also being made aware here with him, excuse me, Becca, is that with Todd, he's a little bit like an iceberg in that, you know, what you see, you know, there's so much more below the surface with him than actually you see above the surface. Would you understand this as well?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. And I know he does have difficulty in expressing himself. That's the word I was looking before. So where are we moving with this? Where are we going? I feel with Todd here that... I have to excuse my dry throat. I feel with Todd is that... If you were to sit, I know you want this relationship to move forward, but I feel as if you were to even try and drive it, you wouldn't even get very far. It's Todd that needs to be in the driving seat here. And I feel with him that even if you were to leave him to run things, he wouldn't get back in touch. I do honestly feel back as though, in many respects, he's moved on emotionally, psychologically, and with what he's wanting to achieve or do in his life here. And I do feel that with him, that he's looking to achieve other things. And if I can be brutally honest, I do feel at the moment in time that with yourself and him together as a couple, I feel in a respect that he's looking at you as a couple as being more like yesterday rather than tomorrow. Would you understand this? Would this make sense to you? I'll tell you what I can say. I can only say to you, Becca, is that I can only tell you what I see and feel at this moment in time. And I feel here that there's anger around Todd as well, and it's not something he's prepared to divulge at the moment, and he's literally shut himself away as well. So, and I know he has difficulty facing up to responsibilities as well here.
Yeah.
So I imagine that fits with him as well, and that's all part and parcel of the anger that comes out here. And do you know what? I've just heard the saying here, I want to leave this with you. It's almost like let sleeping dogs lie, and that's what I want to leave with you at the moment, because I feel as though you've got to wait till he's ready to come round before things will move on. And on a positive note, because I want to leave you on a positive note, I do feel as though he will come round, but at this moment in time, with the frame of mind he's in, I would leave well alone at the moment. But that is just my interpretation of it. How you go about that is entirely, you know, how you work. So can I just leave that with you, Becca?
Yeah, thank you.
Take care now. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
Wow, what a lovely telephone voice I thought she had there. Nice surprise in North Carolina, Becca. Anyway, we've got 111 next, area code 111. Who's that, please?
Hello?
Oh, hi there. Who's this, please?
Hello, Andrew. This is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. And where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Southern California.
Okay. And is that where you hail from originally, from Kevin, is it?
No, I'm from Washington State.
Ah, right. Okay.
Originally.
Yeah, because I can hear almost a sort of Southern Carolina twang there, but it just mixed in with something else. And I can recognize some extreme American accents, but not too many there that are mixed in. Now, it's strange, Kevin, because area code 111 is where you are, and I had to laugh then because when I was still in the military, we always had to give the last three digits of our service number, our military service number, and my last three was 111. So I thought, just a little moment with you. So, Kevin, were you looking to connect with the spirit world? Because I've got, okay, thank you, because I've got quite a large gentleman with me here, and I'm glad.
Okay.
I just knew the minute I saw your number come up that it was spirit that you wanted to talk to, because that wasn't the case with the last few callers. But anyway, I've got quite a large gentleman with me here, and this gentleman's making me aware that when he was here in life, he's just saying to me, he liked to indulge in the finer things in life, and he's making me aware that and as he got older, he's making me aware that he thought, what the heck, only one life, live it. And I feel as though this gentleman very much took care of himself when he was younger, but he just decided at one point that, and I feel this followed a heart attack as well, that he was meant to start taking more care of himself, but in fact he went the other way and thought to himself, one life, live it. You're only here once, as he thought. But I'm also being made aware here that this gentleman would have had not only issues with his heart, but he's making me aware here, his stomach. He's telling me he would have had surgery on his stomach that would have been almost like, he's talking about almost a cancer of the colon or around that area here. Would you understand this gentleman in spirit at all?
Yes.
Okay, and would this make sense with, excuse me, I feel this is more on a grandfather link here. Would you understand this?
Yeah, that would be correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And I also feel this is 50-50. I feel this is on mum's side. Would you understand this as well?
Yes, that would be on my
mum's side. Thank you very much. But this gentleman, he's making me aware here, Kevin, He was very much, I want to say, a life and soul of the party. And not literally, but what I mean was, if you spoke to this gentleman, now I've got the name Jack connecting him with him here. Would you understand this?
Not that name, but the life of the party, yeah, that's
okay. Thank you. Because I feel that with this gentleman, what he makes me feel like is that he was saying almost, don't be too serious, you know, take life easy, you know, enjoy life. And I feel with him that if you went to speak to him and you were feeling a little bit down or a little bit depressed, then, you know, you would come away feeling a whole lot better about yourself and a little bit more upbeat as well. Would you understand this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Now, I've just asked Grandad, and would I be right in saying here that he would prefer to be called Grandpa? Would this make sense?
Yeah, Grandpa.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Rather than Grandad, which is something, you know, more of a UK term. And what he's making me aware of here, Kevin, he's telling me at the moment that he's showing me symbolically here, because he's showing me a wrench, but he's making me aware here that you have very much had to pull things together recently, and it's almost like you feel as though things have fallen apart for you recently. Would you understand this?
Things are pretty good right now, but just maybe what else does he get from that? I'm not sure.
That's fine. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll ask him, because he's definitely shown me, would you understand with Grandpa here where music or singing was very influential in his life, or if not him, around you, singing is very important. Would you understand this?
I listen to music, but yeah, I'm not a singer.
Oh, okay. Excuse me one second, please.
No problem.
Okay. Now, the reason that he's insistent about this wrench that he's shown me here and tightening things up. Because he was somebody who liked things to run smoothly. He liked things to run efficiently. And he also liked things to be just so. Would you understand this with him?
Yeah, I can understand that symbol because he was a person that could build anything. He built a boat. He built his house. You know, so he was that kind of a person who could fix anything. So, yeah.
Oh, thank you. But he's also making me aware here, Kevin, that not only was he like this, but he's telling me that you are a stickler for things just being right and almost a little bit of a perfectionist as well. Would you understand this?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And what he's telling me at the moment here, Kevin, is that he says you're constantly striving to improve things or better things, and he's making me aware here you're always striving not only for perfection, but for biggerment and betterment as well here. But he's also making me aware here that you have overstretched yourself recently, or you're finding yourself not being able to achieve your own aims and your own goals. Would you understand this?
Okay, sure.
Oh, okay. And all he's telling me here, and he's just making me aware here, he said you've got to, in his words, cut your cloth according to your material. And what he's saying here is, you know, what you've got around you, either materialistic wise or your energy or your aspirations, he said you can only deal with what you've got. And he said you've got to start to sort of stop overstretching yourself here. And I hope that makes some sense to you, because that's what he's bringing through. But what he's also making me aware of here, Kevin, is that he's on about a house move, or I want to say a change in accommodation or location here. And he's on about either, this is what I'm seeing at the moment, and he's making me aware of changes around the home where you feel as though these have been out of your control recently. Would you understand this?
So is he saying that there is going to be a move?
Okay, what I'm being made aware of, changes around the home here, and I thought it was a home move initially, but he's making me aware here there are changes around the home. I want to say domestic changes, domestic circumstances where there's changes. Would you understand where these are taking place at the moment? Would that make sense to you?
If you can get any more on that, I'm not really clear on just...
All right, okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. If you've got a quick question, you ask away, and I'll ask for you, okay?
No, yeah, I was just, if there is going to be a move, because I thought maybe there would be.
Sorry to interrupt, but that's what was being shown here for you. But I'm also being made aware here that, he's making me aware here that around this move that we're looking towards, because he was showing me the domestic upheaval and the domestic changes here, but he's also making me aware here that around you there are emotional changes and emotional upheaval as well at the moment. Would you understand this?
Actually, I'm a pretty calm guy. And everybody seems at home like is very happy. That is really good. So that's why when you said the move, that actually, you know, is something that, you know, we've been thinking of but just haven't gotten there yet. I thought maybe I'm sorry,
No, that's fine. Okay. And what I'll just quickly say, Kevin, is this will be the last call. I can't take any more calls because the show is about to end. But Kevin, I will finish off with you right now. And I've just been made aware, Grandpa's making me aware, you said about everything being stable, you were looking towards, you know, a possible house move. He's just made me aware of this now, is that when he talked about the overstretching, the over, I won't say trying to do too much, he's actually made me realize here that either if you're not looking to move to a larger house, but he's making me aware about not overstretching yourself financially here. He said, because you're relatively comfortable at the moment. And he said, a house move is more desirable than a need at the moment. Would you understand that?
Right. Okay.
And all I'm being shown to make you aware of is that I do see that forthcoming. I do see that being happening for you. But I'm also being made aware here is that be sensible about what you're trying to achieve with regard to the house move, okay? Because I feel as though there are some changes from what he's telling me. There are some changes coming up around work that might influence the house move as well. So can I just leave Grandpa's love with you?
Sure.
Thank you for calling in, Kevin.
Okay, thank you, Andrew. I appreciate that. That was really good.
You take care now. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Ladies and gents, wow, where's the show gone again? I really do apologize for those guys who I couldn't get through to initially, but I don't want to get into another reading and then find myself throwing you off the phone there because I've got about 2 minutes left. But I will say thank you to everybody who's called in, those who've listened in, those who in the chat room. And there's a message here. What I'm being shown is this S4T has left me a message in the chat room. I will try and answer that, but what I will do is I will sign off the show now, but the chat room will be open for a few minutes longer. And I don't know whether you heard that, but I've been told I've got 90 seconds left, so we're going to go straight to the jingle. We're going to sign out, say goodnight, and don't forget, guys, next week the show moves back by 1 hour, 2:30 PST. 5:30 EST, and of course 10:30 UK time. I will love you all and leave you all. Good night.
Sorry, but that's all we have time for. You have been listening to Spiritual Awakenings with Spirit Medium and Psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm. If you want to keep in touch with Andrew, you can contact him on his website, www.drewd.com. That's www.drewd.com. www.andrewd.com. Andrew will be back next week at the same time and the same place, 10:30 p.m. UK time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MikeSpirit.fm, or just follow the links on the events page at www.drewd.com.